This week's edition of the Sing Out radio magazine is brought to you by Under the Milky Way, who announced the release of three fascinating documentaries on European folk music. 20 Farmers Hit Fame is the story of a team of Swiss yodelers faced with international fame when their beautiful harmonies go mainstream. Balkan Melody spotlights the French couple whose explorations in the Balkans during the Cold War helped bring the music to the West. The film features the singing of La Mystère, Des Voix Bulgares, and the pan flute master, Zamfir. The Accordion Tribe follows five master accordionists traveling across Europe on a quest to bring the accordion to worldwide fame once again. All three films, 20 Farmers Hit Fame, Balkan Melody, and Accordion Tribe, are available on iTunes to rent or own. Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out radio magazine. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD All That Moody by Davy Graham, and we heard his classic tune, Angie. That's on Roller Coaster Records. I've been a fan of English folk and folk rock since I purchased my first Fairport Convention album back in 1969. The next two programs are going to feature English folk rock, including the pioneers as well as some lesser-known players and ensembles. But let's turn back the clock and listen to some of the folk music which inspired a whole new generation of players. We'll open the program with the High-Level Ranters, one of the earliest virtuoso instrumental bands of the modern revival. Classic folk and folk rock on this week's edition of the Sing Out radio magazine. Thank you.
Sportsmen all, pray listen to my story. It's of the Bull's cue ball, our noble racing pony. Arthur Marvel was the man that brought Bull's cue ball over. He's the diamond of the land, and he rolls around in clover. Oh, the cattle were brought out with saddle, whip, and bridle, and the gentlemen did shout when they saw the gallant riders. And some did cry hooray, and the air was thick with curses. And on the grey Griselda the sportsmen laid their purses. For the trumpet it did sound, and they shot a flag and arrow. They scarcely touched the ground, and the going it was narrow. But Griselda passed him by, and the sportsmen all did holler, "Oh, the grey will win the day, and Skewball he can follow." In the middle of the track, up spoke the noble rider, "I fear we must fall back, for she's running like a tiger." Up spoke the gallant horse, right on, my master, for we're halfway round the course, and now you'll see who's faster." And as they did discourse, old Skewball flew like lightning. He dashed around the course, and the grey mare she was taken. "Bet on, my noble lord, for a good 200 guineas, and my saddle shall be of gold when we pick up our winnings." Well past the winning post,
Paul Skewball once a handy, and horse and rider both called for sherry, wine and brandy. And they drunk till that grey mare, the gallant Miss Griselda, and to all who'd lost their money on the sporting plains of Kildare.
Listening to classic English folk and folk rock music the next 2 weeks on the Sing Out Radio magazine. And that was from 1962, featuring Billy Cooper, Walter Bulwer, and Daisy Bulwer. We heard a couple of tunes, Jenny Lind and The Girl I Left Behind Me. If you listen to the drumming, that Marshall beat is very much what you would hear in early Fairport Convention recordings. That's from a recording called English Country Music on Topic Records. And before that, we heard from A.L. Lloyd, the renowned folklorist, in a tune called Skewball, which is from a collection on Topic called Bold Sportsman Awe, Gamblers and Sporting Blades. And that's on, as I said, on Topic Records. And we let off that set with a track from Northumberland Rant, traditional music from the edge of England. And we heard the High-Level Ranters, recorded back in 1979, sort of late in their career. They started in the mid-60s. We heard a bunch of tunes. We heard LaRousse, The Windshield's Hornpipe, Jane's Fancy, and A Road to Howl from the High Level Ranters. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. We're listening to English folk and folk rock this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine, and next week as well. Sandy Denny entered the scene in the mid-1960s, and she made her first recordings around 1967. This is a tune written by American expat songwriter Jackson C. Frank. Here's a tune called Milk and Honey from Sandy Denny on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Go Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Sitting here with my arms around my music, thinking of a girl that I might spend the whole of my days with. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Until then, I will do the best that I can. Any fine young girl that I might meet that I could use, keep my eye on. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Oh, maybe someday she will come along, long. Someday she will come along. Mother tried the very best that she could do. That was no good, the one she chose did not like the way her teeth grew. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Someday she will come along. One fine day I took a walk down by the river. Fair maid did lie and she did sigh as I stooped down to kiss her. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Someday she will come along.
Fishing for the whale, On the fourth day of August in 1864, bound for Greenland we set sail. The lookout stood on the cross trees high, with a spyglass in his hand. There's a whale, there's a whale, there's a whale, fish, he cried. And she blows at every span. The captain stood on the quarter deck, and a sword of a man was he. Overhaul, let your davy tackles fall, and we'll launch them boats to sea. We struck that whale and the line played out, but she gave a flurry with her tail, and the boat capsized, we lost seven of our men. And we never caught that whale. Now the losing of seven fine seamen, it grieved the captain sore. But the losing of a bloody sperm whale, oh, it grieved him 10 times more. Now Greenland is a horrid place, where our fisher lads have to go, where the rose and the lily never bloom in spring. Though there's only ice and snow.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She laid her hand on me, and she moved through the fair, and fondly I watched her move here and move there. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. Last night she came to me, my dead love came in, and so softly she came, her feet made no din. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm hold of your loving mind. to feel you all around me, and to take your hand along the sand. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, I want to hide a while behind your smile. And everywhere I'd look, your eyes would find. For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. 'Twould make me sing. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind. All my blues behind. Standing in your heart is where I want to be and long to be. And but I may as well try and catch the wind.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1446. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Davy Graham's recording All That Moody, and that was a tune called Finger Buster that he learned from the playing of the Reverend Gary Davis. We're listening to English folk music and folk rock music the next 2 weeks on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and when Donovan came around, you knew things were going to change. He carried the influence of Bob Dylan. We heard Catch the Wind from his collection called Try for the Sun, The Journey of Donovan. And before that, Ann Briggs, who was a wonderful interpreter of folk music, who sort of dropped off the face of the earth in the early 1970s and moved to an island off Scotland. We heard her take from 1963 of She Moves Through the Fair. That's from a collection of hers on Topic Records. And before that, we heard from the Watersons before Martin Carthy joined up, and we heard a tune called The Greenland Whale Fishery. That's from a recording called New Voices, which was their very first recordings. That's on Topic Records. And before that, we heard from Dave Swarbrick, along with Martin Carthy, and The Cuckoo's Nest from the recording Rags, Reels, and Airs from Dave, and that's on Topic Records. And before that, back when the Incredible String Band started up, they were a trio, Robin Williamson, Mike Heron, and Clive Palmer. We heard a tune called Maybe Someday, written by Mike Heron, featuring just Mike and Robin from their very first recordings done in 1967 from the Incredible String Band. That's on Elektra Records. And we let off that set with Sandy Denny from a collection called The Fairport Companion. A lot of different offshoots of Fairport and some of their influences as well. And we heard Sandy with Milk and Honey, a tune by Jackson C. Frank. We're listening to English folk and folk rock, and probably the band that epitomizes that more than any other is Fairport Convention. They really got it all together on their third album, Unhalfbricking. This is A Sailor's Life, in which they introduce Dave Swarbrick to the mix. Here's Fairport Convention on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
A sailor's life, it is a merry life. He robs young girls of their heart's delight, leaving them
I'm
That was a real pretty tune, which was tacked on the end of Fairport's What We Did on Our Holidays, which was their second LP, End of a Holiday. That's a tune by Simon Nichol. And before that, we heard from Pentangle and mostly Terry Cox taking the drums on a tune called Bells, which was from their very first recording, The Pentangle, back in May of 1968. And before that, we heard from Steel Eye Span from their second album, Pleased to See the King, from back in 1970. And we heard The Blacksmith, Martin Carthy, Tim Hart, Ashley Hutchings from Fairport, Peter Knight, and Matty Pryor. That's on a collection called The Lark in the Morning, Steel Eye Span, and that's on Castle Records. And we let off that set with Fairport and A Sailor's Life from Unhalf Bricking. They made three recordings in 1969. This was the second one. And it's been reissued on Carthage Records, and I'm sure on a couple of others as well. A Sailor's Life from Fairport Convention. We've been listening to English folk and English folk rock this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we're going to be listening to some more next week as well. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1446.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out.